Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, known as Corpus Christi Sunday. And so closely parallels our first celebration of the Triduum, of Holy Thursday, the celebration of the Last Supper. In both cases, we recall the institution of this profound and great, powerful sacrament, but there are differences in these great celebrations. Certainly, the Last Supper sets the stage for the passion that must proceed, and certainly the joyous resurrection to come at Easter. But more so for us today, we focus upon the great gift that is Jesus present in his body and in his blood. St. Thomas Aquinas beautifully talks about the very purpose of the solemnity as he rejoices in this great gift. He says, "It was to impress the vastness of this love more firmly upon the hearts of the faithful that our Lord instituted the sacrament at the Last Supper. As he was on point of leaving the world to go to the Father after celebrating the Passover with the disciples, he left it as a perpetual memorial of his passion. It was the fulfillment of ancient figures and the greatest of all miracles. While for those who were to experience the sorrow of his departure, it was destined to be a unique and abiding consolation. It was to impress the vastness of this love most firmly upon the hearts of the faithful." Furthermore, the particular scriptures that are chosen today provide us, brothers and sisters, another sense of the meaning of this institution of the sacrament. In Genesis, in the responsorial song, we hear of Melchizedek, who is both king and high priest. Unique, coming from both titles, both roles, a true prefigurement of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, both king and eternal high priest. We also note the offering, the signature offering of Melchizedek being one similar to Jesus's, of bread and wine. Only his blessing, Melchizedek, was from God, and yet Jesus himself is the blessing from God, of the perfect sacrifice of atonement. St. Paul furthermore reminds us of that fact in the second reading as he talks about the Last Supper, how the Lord blessed and broke the bread, and how he took the cup and likewise blessed it. One of our faith's greatest foundations is that we gather to recreate the Last Supper each time at Holy Mass. And then, for as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim, we proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Do we see the importance of how we celebrate the Mass? And finally, our gospel reminds us further of another Eucharistic miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. Do we see that these people, the 5,000, were first fed by the words of the Lord and then fed with real food? In the same way with our Mass, we are fed with his word and then fed with real food that strengthens us, that binds us to the love of God. Furthermore, notice too the disciples and what they initially told Jesus at this great miracle. They went to Jesus and told Jesus, commanded him, dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions. For we are in a deserted place here, implying that we don't have enough to feed them. And Jesus, without hesitation, says, give them some food yourselves. Almost truly a shared act of breaking of the bread, a foreshadowing to the priesthood, of course. But even more so, the physical bread and wine is not just a physical sustenance, a physical food, but a spiritual food for the soul. And it is a gift that we're all called to share with others. The gift of the Eucharist, received in faith and piety, the grace of God which we receive is one we're called to share with others. Today we celebrate once more this holiest gift left to us by Jesus. And in this great year of faith and year of prayer, let us renew our faith in his most real presence in the body and blood of Jesus. And pray that through this grace that we receive from the Eucharist, that we may be what the Lord intended us to be, a Eucharistic people, his leaven to the world.